I believe we've successfully existed as a nation, being a bastion, a hallmark of freedom, as a result of starting with godly principles. You know, our beginnings, our forefathers were saturated with the belief in God. The Word of God, the Scriptures, were very important to people back in those days. You know, they had different denominations and that sort of thing, but they all gravitated to the Scriptures. And we can be very grateful and thankful that our country started with these type of people that respected God and the Scriptures and used them in forming a government so that people could truly be free. You know, some people say, well, you know, God doesn't work in nations. Come on now. Well, the Scriptures prove otherwise, doesn't it?
Yes.
All through the Old Testament, the nations that truly believed in God and walked on His Word were blessed, were successful. When kings or leaders went the other way to other gods, they had a lot of problems, didn't they? So, I believe our country is a nation that follows the truth of God's Word, and our success through the years is because we've maintained that. I think we're being challenged in our current times, and I think our prayers and our stand on the Word is going to be very important in the upcoming years. Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
But God's Word says, in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation.
Yeah.
The nation's doing what's right, they're going to be blessed. They're going to be exalted. It says in Hebrews 11:33, the NIV says, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Okay? So obviously, believing God's word gets positive results for nations and countries. We see that with Daniel and Joseph and others that made a difference in the nations that they were working in. On the other hand, when nations didn't follow the word, the results were no different. Jeremiah 2:11-13, it says, hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet not gods? You know, they would go switch back and forth. They'd have the true God, then they would go to the pagan gods, which was to their detriment for sure. But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. There's no profit if you go to the pagan gods. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, saith the Lord. You guys are nuts to do that. Change gods from the true God to pagan gods. And so God lays out two things that makes all the difference. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. That's where people get off, where they forsake God, who's the fountain of living waters. And what else? What did they do? They hewed out cisterns. Those are barrels, right? That hold water. But what kind of cisterns are they? They're broken cisterns. They hold no water. The people forsake God, who provides that living water, and they believe in something else. And that something else is broken. It's broken. Holds no water. You know, there's a wonderful verse that we quote during this time of the year. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's a as you see Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Boy, if enough people recognize the true God and keep Him first, then our nation can move forward as it has for 250 years. But I'd like to read on the back side of your notes is Psalm 33. That verse is a beautiful verse, but when you read it in the context of Psalm 33, boy, oh boy, it stands out. The greatness of our God, our Heavenly Father, what He has done and who He is magnified beautifully. So let's read this, if you would. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth reverence, fear the Lord, reverence Him. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. That's a good thing to do. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth
forever.
The thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. You know, He chose Israel, but who has He chose today? You and I. We're in His family. We're sons of God. Wow. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men from the place of His habitation. He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart alike. He considers all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that reverence Him, fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help, our shield. Our hearts shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee.
Amen. Amen.
My prayer is, yeah, great section of scriptures. My prayer is that the people of the United States reinvest themselves in living the principles of God's word until our Lord and Savior returns for us. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the greatest freedom that we've experienced is not from the dictates of men, even godly men, but from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in John 8:36, if the Son sets you free, you will be free what?
Indeed.
Yes. So, we talk about the sons of liberty. We are the true sons of liberty because we're born again of God's Spirit. We have Christ in us. And as a born again ones, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, which gives us the victory over Satan and his host. We are now the sons of God with power. we are the true sons of liberty. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, Father, thank you for the truth of your word that we can hold on to and recognize and live and be and share with others so that we can continue to have a blessed nation and recognize you at the heart of it. We love you, Father. Thank you for calling us to your family. Thank you for the sweet fellowship today as we break bread, eat hot dogs, etc., fellowship one with another. But may we continue to remember who we are in Christ and that you're our loving Heavenly Father forever. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, let's have a fun afternoon here, fellowshipping, and we'll get some things going here with the grill and so forth. So God bless you. Thank you for being here.